Hey guys, I'm just going to do a little quick podcast. By the way, we're back here on Hoops Hype. If you haven't yet, subscribe to Beast Mode Gaming, BEASTMODEGAMING, all caps, no spaces, James Harden icon. Please subscribe. I really, really, really am looking for channels. I have like 50-some videos, 60-some, something like that. And I have 9 subscribers at the moment. It might go up if you guys help me, which I would really be happy. I really ought to thank you because you guys are helping me do so well with this podcasting thing. Because until I made that last episode, I was at 78.9 plays per episode. And that was like 39 minutes ago, and I've already got 3 plays. I got 3 plays into the first 7 minutes of my podcast being that. So, they were all coming in at the same moment, about the same time. I really, really enjoy having your support. But, let's get to the point. Today, I'm going to talk about, is Markelle Fultz finally considered done? Like, Markelle Fultz, is he finally considered a bust? A player that will not be remembered? A player who will no longer be, like, given a chance? He was, by the way, the first 2 picks were terrible picks. I mean, Lonzo Ball can spread the floor, but he can't shoot anything. Well, he's getting better at threes, but seriously, he can't really shoot. I mean, I'm this slightly biased because I'm trash at threes, but hey, it might also be because he shoots so many threes, and he's not, you know, he's not hitting them like he should be if he's shooting those tough ones that he does. So I think he can make open ones, but if he's going to shoot like 8 to 10 threes in a game, then he's got to hit at least in like 8 threes. He should hit at least like 2. I mean, he should hit at least 3. And if it's 10 attempts, he should hit at least 4. So, like, I mean, I get that he's having a much better season than last year, shooting a 3-point shot. But still, Lonzo Ball is just not that good at threes in general. He should only be putting up around 5 and hitting around 2 a game. I think that's what he should be doing instead of putting up those really tough ones. So every so often, if he's cooking, then he can put up 10. If he's hitting threes that are tough, he can put up 10. But I would not like to see that 8 to 10 number being put up on a daily basis. And I don't like to see the results of that. So back on topic, is Markelle Fultz finally considered a player who really is just will be remembered as one of the all-time great draft busts? He's barely played. He's played 33 games in his career, and this is his second season, and injuries have been killing him. He's on 4 for 15 on threes in his career. So he's a terrible shooter, even though he's not terrible in, like, college. But still, he's just a horrible shooter. So, he hasn't lived up to what he was supposed to do. He's got, you know, 1 triple-double. He's got 1 more rebound than he does in assist. Got only 255 points. He was the first pick of the draft, and he's averaging 8.2 points and 7.1 points. That would have flew for, you know, first pick 30th. I mean, that would have flew for first round 30th pick or second round 5th pick or something like that. But, you know, he's getting the minutes he needs. It's not that he isn't. I mean, he's getting 20. Well, that's actually pretty low, honestly. He's only getting 20 minutes, but they don't trust him. He basically got injured on the first night of the season, and then he came back. He wasn't terrible. It's just what he was supposed to do when he came back was because he was just supposed to. People expected him to be a really good player. I expected him to be a good player. A lot of people did, but he just hasn't lived up to that. But what I'm going to discuss is, will he ever live up to it? Will he ever be more than, you know, a 10 points per game player? I think he will be a little bit above that. He might be like, his career high in points is going to be like 15. His best season is going to be like 15 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and like one steal and like no blocks, maybe 0.5 blocks or something like that. But he'll never get past that. And what he was supposed to be doing, usually the first pick is the player who is supposed to be the best. The player who's supposed to be the best in the whole draft. The player who should be considered one of the greatest of all time. If you're not in the top 3 and you become one of the greatest of all time, you become basically a steal for that team unless they traded you, and then you became good. Because if you get traded on draft night and you become the greatest player of all time, then you get a steal unless there's another player who's one of the greatest of all time. But still, you basically become a steal if you're a pick 4 and up. Because usually the greatest of all time, unless there was another great, which is usually about 2 per draft, they should be first and second picks. And sometimes the third pick becomes pretty good, but still, you become a steal. This was a bust. There's certain players who, they come in with a lot of pressure on them, and they are not able to beat that pressure, which is same thing for like Markelle Fultz. He has not been able to get past that pressure. He was a decent 3-point shooter in college, but every 5 games he hits a 3. So that's 0.2 threes. That's 4 for 14, and 4 for 15 in 33 games in his career. And he's started 15, all of them this season. All those 15 games that he started, he still gets no time. I don't know why they're even giving him a start, because he's averaging 8.2 freaking points. That is nothing. That is not a starter. That's a bench warmer. That's bench warmer statistics. For a starter, if he got on the bench, he would be averaging like 4 points a game. He's getting 22 minutes. I mean, if I was as good as, if I got picked first overall and I played for 22 whole minutes, but I've seen kids score 20 points in 22 minutes. I mean, it might be their level of lower defense, but still, the defense gets better when you get older and you get better on offense. So it basically just stays the same level. If you can score 20 points as a kid, you can probably score 20 points as an adult. So while the defense gets better, you get better. So honestly, there's kids who seriously will become, you know, who could become Markelle Fultz, kids who score, you know, 40 points and stuff. And they'll get picked like 30th or something. But still, what I'm saying basically is, with the amount of time he's getting, he should be getting more than 8 points per. And plus, the reason why he's probably getting such low minutes, even though he started 15 games, probably because once they play him, they're not doing as well with him on the court, because they've got better guys off the bench. TJ McConnell's been great. JJ Redick's a great player, even though he doesn't play point guard, but he can play point guard. Those are two guys who have really been good for Philly. And when he started, they haven't wanted to put him back in because they've got that spark. And those guys just do better than him, and he's only getting 8 points per, and he's getting about three, four, oh my gosh. He's getting one, he's only getting one turnover. All right, that's good. So, I mean, he's just, he's getting a turnover, he's getting 3,022 minutes. That's crazy, because I get about one or two fouls a game. My games are like 32, 40 minutes. I'm not an NBA player. He gets 3 fouls per minute. So no wonder he doesn't get any time. So I'm just going to say that Markelle Fultz, he isn't ready. He isn't ready. He isn't built for the NBA. He could be, you know, averaging 20 points in the G League, but he shouldn't be in the NBA right now. He should be in the G League. Or in like a top, you know, global league. So I just think he's not built for a starting team in the NBA. He was never a good first pick, even though I thought he would be pretty decent. So I don't think he'll live up to those expectations, and I don't think he'll ever really become a great player because the pressure's on him. He's only getting 42%. He can't make shots outside of 10 feet away from the basket. You know, he's only shot in 15 threes. He was decent in college, and he's made 4 of 15 threes. He doesn't even shoot that many. So, like, I'm just going to put it this way. Markelle Fultz was never a good fit for the NBA. So, guys, I think that's going to wrap up our podcast. This is Hoops Hype signing out now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.